Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a solo podcast. Do not worry if you are watching in video form. Welcome back to the Two's Company podcast. I hope you're doing lovely. I hope you're having a great Sunday. My name is Joppo. Oh, hey. Hello. How's it going? Happy Sunday. Happy Monday when you're listening to this. However, I am temporarily on my own because Kirkham has informed me through the grapevine he's okay. He's been through the paces. Over the years, he's a veteran of the game, but he's okay. But he's having right now, as we speak, and as you listen to me, and I'm rambling, he's having an unexpected shit. And me being the time, what would be the word? The time efficient? No, aficionado. Ooh, I'm a bit weird when it comes to time. I'm very numbers based. I like to be on the money. I had my watch taken off me when I was five because my nan said I was obsessing over time too much. Oh my God, I've got 1 hour and 37 minutes until it's lunchtime. So I thought I'd jump on here. I thought I'd say hello on the behalf of both of us. And then when Kirkham comes out of the toilet and that beautiful brown log has left his arsehole, he can join us for this delightful conversation today. It's a fun one today, peeps. At this point, I hope you haven't turned off the podcast already because you're like, Joppo, get to the fucking point, man. Like, you can talk about anything. It's a fun one today. We've got some juicy content planned. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. But we've got a good one. We've got a little bit of storytelling. Ooh, who doesn't love a bit of storytelling? We've got some food reviews. Oh my, who doesn't love a bit of food? We've also got our weekly roundup, just how the week has been in general in 2024. The year of our Lord. So we're going to get into it today. We're going to get into it. I'm going to give a personal update, which I may have to end up doing again once Kirkham comes back. But for anyone following the podcast for a significant amount of time, hello. Hello, fans. Hello, fans. I'm no longer dieting. The dieting has been relieved. So the calories are back up. Actually back up by about, I actually don't know how many. I think 800. No, 700, 750, something like that. I don't know. I think 750, maybe 700. Can't remember off the top of my head. But that is a juicy amount of food to the point that when Joe, as he listens to this, he put up my food on Friday afternoon, being the absolute workhorse that he is. He put up my food, and I'd already planned out my day. And Friday is typically it's a busy day for me. It's hectic because I want to get training in as well, so that I don't have to train Saturday and Sunday. So I try and get training done on Friday. So essentially on a Friday, I wake up at 7. It's my new sort of wake time because I don't no longer do early shifts because they were fucking me up big time. Not good for long-term health. So I wake up at 7. I have my morning cup of tea. I'm a bit of a tea drinker in the morning, first thing now. Ooh, Joppo, you bougie bitch. So I have my tea when I wake up, a little bit of sugar-free caramel in there for that sweetness, baby. And I ideally need to be at work by about 8:30. So good. And it takes me half an hour to get to work. So I need to leave the house just before 8 because then I like to get there a bit early. I can write everything up on the whiteboard. I'm like a fucking teacher, bro, all right? I'm a fucking teacher. So I like to leave about 10 to 8. So in that little 50-minute period, have my cup of tea. I have a shower if I feel like I have the time. Sometimes I feel a little bit rushed. So I sometimes don't have a shower, you dirty bastard. And then I make myself for the day my delicious chicken meal. Ooh, stop it. Delicious chicken meal. And then normally when I have this sort of really long work day on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, my first meal will typically be in the moment. It's just something I can have in the car because I do want to normally get something in around 8-ish, because then I don't normally end up eating until sort of 1 or 2. Then I have something at about 4, and then I have my evening meal at 9. So I need to sort of hit my times because otherwise I miss a window of opportunity to get some food in. So I normally at the moment I've just been having like a protein shake and a protein bar simply because one person from work bought in a load of protein bars that they didn't like, and they were like, "I know you like protein bars. Would you like them all?" I was like, "Fucking yeah, right, let's go, buddy." So big love to Chris from work, giving me a shitload of protein bars. So that's always sort of first meal at the moment, and then I sort of carry over my fruit from what is typically my cream of rice meal that is, and I'd put that into more cereal in the evening. Ooh, stop it. So I have my chicken meal post workout, which is normally around sort of 2-ish, 3-ish, depending. And then on Friday, I've only actually worked for 2 hours in the evening from 4:30 till 6:30, so it's quite nice. So I put off a protein feeding until I stopped off on the way home and then just got some chicken or something, and again ate that on the way home. Maybe not great for digestion if it's really busy traffic, but the time I leave on a Friday, it's chill. I can eat a pack of chicken in the car without any sort of digestive stress. Or did I get boiled eggs the other day? I can't fucking remember. But yeah, Monday, Wednesday, Friday is sometimes a bit of a grab and go day. And on those grab and go days, I'll typically prep one of my meals that is planned into my meal plan. And then the rest, I'll just make sure I hit a protein target and get enough fruit, sort of fruit and veg in total before I get home. Fruit aside, though, because I have most of my berries with my yogurt. And that's just typically the way it's easier for me at the moment. If I'm trying to get all my meals exactly in, it would take away from work time, which takes away from earning money, which means I can't live the life I do with the relief of stress financially. So it just makes sense at the moment. So then I got home and had my yogurt meal, and the yogurt meal was programmed in my regular 400 yogurt, my, I think it was 250 berries, maybe 200, I can't remember. But I carried over my blueberries from my cream of rice meal, so a nice 400-ish berry mix. And then I had 100 grams of cereal. Now, prior to Joe increasing calories, cereal was only at 50, and there's some almond butter in there as well. So I was like, oh, I'll put 100 in because all I've had today is protein shake and protein bar, chicken stir fry with some pineapple in there, and the beetroot and all that shit. And then my yogurt. And then, like I said, a bit of protein on the way home. So did that, and then I looked at my nutrition because Joe said he'd increased it. And I was like, oh, baby, let's have a look at this. To find out there had been an increase of a significant amount of food. And I was like, God damn, boy can eat an extra fucking 700 calories this evening. Like, and protein's already been hit. Like, Jesus, what we gonna do, boy? So I just had some extra honey on the cereal. That was delicious. Had some extra cereal in general. I think I had another like 30 grams. I had 130 grams with some honey as well on the yogurt meal. Delightful. And then I was actually like, well, I know me and Katie are gonna order a takeaway tomorrow, and I'll tell you why in a second. So I was like, you know what? I'll just bank these for tomorrow. And then tomorrow I can end up having like 3,000 fucking 400 or something if I want to. And I was like, sweet as a nut. So we got to Saturday. Oh. Got home again, had my protein shake and protein bar on the way to work because bougie. I'm just gonna have a sip of my cup of tea, by the way. Oh, it hits big time. So oh, interrupting the story, we have a wild Kirkham. Oh, he's coming in. He's edging me right now. He's like, you about to climax? Whoa, stop right there, buddy. Stop right there. Hello, mate. We're recording.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was giving them the weekly rundown.
I thought I heard the stop recording.
Start recording. Yeah. We're actually live on the air right now, can you believe it? I was giving them the rundown of the week and Joe putting my calories up and all that jazz.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, mate. I was saying at the point in the story I got to, Joe put my calories up by like 750 a day.
Yeah.
And it's a good time. It's a good ride already, mate. I mean, I actually dropped weight the last 2 days.
Pulling off that fatigue.
Yeah, mental, isn't it? It is. I didn't sleep the best last night though, bro, and I'll tell you why right
Oh,
now.
mate.
Go on. Did you not
Oh,
either?
mate. I have slept so poorly for the last 2 weeks. My Aura ring isn't even picking me up sleeping.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, mental.
What do you think is the reason?
I am sleeping,
Yeah.
like, but it's like I'm probably getting 4 hours a night.
Fucking hell, mate. You know
Four
when
hours
you feel it in your eyes as well? Like, I feel it in my eyes today.
a night. Yeah, see, that's just permanent for me.
Oh, okay.
This was a permanent feeling. Let me grab my vape. Where's my vape?
Yeah, no worries, bro. So we got to Saturday.
Yeah.
Me and Katie ordered a Subway, bro. This is the point of the story I was at, because saying that Joe put my food up. But he put my food up on Friday afternoon, and I'd not eaten much that day anyway. So I was like, fucking sick. I'll carry this over to tomorrow. We'll have a takeaway. But do you know what takeaway she chose? Guess.
Not Nando's.
No, Subway.
Oh, so she's a keeper.
Oh, it's a good one, mate. It's a good one. The only problem is like my Subway order is only like 600 calories.
Yeah, that like you can. The thing is, it's weird, isn't it? You can go big on a Subway.
Fucking yeah, mate. Like, I tried to go big and
if you're having it as an off planner,
yeah,
you're 2 foot longs, aren't you?
Oh yeah. Well, this is what I said to her.
And cookies and everything. Do you know what I mean? Like,
bro, if you're accounting for say a 2,500 to 3,000 calorie off plan, I don't know. Then yeah, you could easily like do two. I mean, if you have the appetite, 2 foot longs and like 3 cookies.
Yeah.
because that's what I did. I was like, I think because yesterday my new Saturday thing is like, once I get home from work, and I've already had like normally a protein shake and a protein bar, so I've only had like 300-ish calories. By the time I get home at like midday on a Saturday. And
Yeah.
then my first meal I try and get in at some point is just like all my veg and my chicken meal, like beetroot, carrot, and then the veg from my egg meal. That's normally my thing at the moment. I eat that. But I like got home and my friend was, from school was like, hey, dude, I'm on the PlayStation. I was like, oh, fucking hell, I've done all my steps. I'll jump on. Got to like 3:30 and I was like, I've only had 300 calories. I best eat something. So I had my chicken meal, and then about 6-ish, we had the Subway, and I went to do my normal chicken tikka, foot long, cheese, veggies, whatever sauce I decided to fancy on the day. And then I did the steak and cheese melt, the big cheese steak.
Yeah.
Did like the 6-inch of that, and I was like, oh, that'll do me. Bro, I think must have been the Subway place we went to, but it was like more of like a petrol station one. It fucked both of our stomachs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I couldn't even. I got to the end of the 1 6-inch and the 1 6-inch, and I was just like, I didn't feel full, but I was like, ah, oh, my stomach doesn't feel good. Like, I'm in like pain.
Oh, no.
So, like, went for a massive shit about 8 o'clock, and I was like, oh, God. And then again, I looked at my calories because I'd had some left over from Friday too, and I was like, even with my yogurt, I've got to eat like 1,500 calories.
He's just getting out spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Oh, mate. I just, Kate was like, I said to Kate earlier on the day, I was like, do you want like a donut tonight or something? She was like, yeah. So I just went to Tesco and got some Krispy Kremes. And it polished off 2 of them to help get the food up. But it's so weird when you come out of a diet into a, and if you're not going meal by meal, which I'd tend to not on a Saturday, I'd be a little bit flexible if I need to, because we might go out for dinner or whatever. Yeah. And, like, I'm just, like, still in diet mode of, like, oh, I'll have a shake and a bar. Then I'll have my lower-calorie chicken meal with no carbs, and I'll just have whatever else in the evening.
Yeah.
But then when your food's high, you're like, oh, fucking hell.
World's your oyster.
Yeah. But, no, it was I do love a Subway. Do love a Krispy Kreme, too. That was fucking delightful. I had raspberry-filled glaze.
Mm.
Which was very nice, about 300 calories they come in at, so not bad. And then an Oreo one.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
It was delightful, bro. It was delightful. Then a chill day today. I'm literally going to do nothing. I've done most of my steps already at the gym this morning, hit legs this morning. Ah, so we can just sit in this chair and do fuck all, bro.
I got a train today.
Have you?
Got my upper session today.
Oh, okay. I said to Katie, because last night I went to go to bed my normal time. I was like, She was like, what's up? And I was like, I don't know if I want to stay up on the PlayStation. She was like, why don't you just stay up? I was like, well, I've got training tomorrow and I want to sleep well. She was like, why don't you stay up? See how you feel. And then when you're ready to go to bed, go to bed. So I think what I'm going to do for future preference, especially if Big Daddy's thinking about getting his PlayStation, is...
I nearly bought it yesterday, mate.
Oh,
it's only because I run out of time.
Oh, did you?
I've selected the TV.
Mm.
I'm getting a 65-inch TV.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I nearly got the 75, and I was like, no, 65's plenty.
65's big.
It's fucking huge, yeah.
Shit.
So I'm going to order that probably off Amazon today, this
Yeah.
evening, some point.
Yeah.
And yeah, the PlayStation, the cheat. Oh, bro, you're going to hate it. I don't even know if I want to tell you.
Go on.
Argos have got them on sale.
No, have they?
420 quid.
Oh, that's not too bad, to be fair. That's
Yeah.
not too much less than mine. I'm okay with that.
No.
Bastards.
They're the cheapest ones for obviously
Really?
for the disc.
Oh, it is the disc. I was going to say, is it the disc one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've just seen Slim console. That is good. That is
And you
very,
know what I
very
found
good.
out? What I found out yesterday as well
Yeah.
is obviously I love a driving game. They've got
Yeah.
Gran Turismo, so that'll be one of the first purchases. You can buy the fucking seat and steering wheel and pedals and the whole fucking lot.
Are you gonna do
And it's like 300 quid.
it?
Like, is that it? Yeah.
Bro, work hard so you can play harder, bro.
Exactly. I was like, oh my God, that'd be incredible.
Oh.
Because the wheel gives all the feedback and everything.
I fucking love that.
It
That's
doesn't
sick.
get much like more like driving a car.
Fuck, that is good. That is
Yeah.
good. It's mate, you'll like realize how much time you can spunk into this thing.
Oh yeah, I know. Like once I get into gaming, that's it. It's like
Yeah, but it's so good for like my mark. Like yesterday, Katie was at work for 6 hours. I was like, right, I've got nothing to do. I've done all the housework. Fuck, I sit on here and I've done my steps as well. I was like, sweet, I'll just sit down. And it's just like losing that time and going like, ah, like what time is it? Oh yeah, cool. And
yeah.
just letting yourself go. It's real fucking good. The only thing I'm gonna do, said to Katie. So I'm going to move my weekend training session to a Saturday so that I don't have to wake up and get it done on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Because then if I do want to stay up on the Saturday, which I will want to start doing at some point, because it just reminds me of being a kid a bit,
Yeah.
is not have to get up on the Sunday and go train.
Yeah.
So
Makes
if
sense.
I, because otherwise, like today, I went into the gym and I was like, oh, I am a bit tired.
Literally from Saturday afternoon to
Yeah.
Sunday evening, you could just have a full-on PlayStation marathon.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I could get my training session in on a Thursday if I wanted to. So I can from Saturday onwards, as soon as I get home. Yeah, that's exactly it, mate. That is the plan. That is the bit, but it's mate. It's a fucking. If you get a good monitor too, it's good shit.
Well, I'll have the TV, mate.
There you go. Is it
And
4K?
yeah, it's a 4K.
Good.
It's LG. No, it's a Samsung.
Oh, yeah.
4K crystal display, fucking rah-rah,
Oh.
hoochie-hoo,
Where's it gonna go?
on that wall right there.
Oh, let's have a peeky.
There's a TV already over there.
Oh, is there? Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I rearranged the lounge and I've got a TV. This is sitting on a TV right now. So, like, the
Oh, is
lounge
it?
is here, but the sofa is going to be here where I am. So, then looking onto that wall,
That's why you need the big telly, mate.
magnificent big motherfucker.
Yeah, that's sick. That's sick. That's sick. That's sick. Mate, how's your week been overall?
Busy, mate.
Yeah.
Like, work is slowly killing me.
Oh shit, is it the game? Is it real busy?
Mate, I'm slowly starting to adjust to it now. Like,
Yeah.
I feel terrible because all I'm doing is moaning to Tony about how fucking busy I am.
Yeah.
And like, I'm so fucking grateful,
Yeah.
but just like it's kind of, you know, you kind of hit that next level.
Yeah.
Just gone up I feel like I haven't just gone up another level. I've kind of jumped five, and
Yeah.
I'm holy fuck, like it, and I'm just like on fucking 24-hour alert. That's probably why I'm not
Speed.
sleeping. I'm just like,
Yeah,
oh,
it
fuck,
mate.
I've got to get this done. I've got to get that done.
Yeah, your
You know,
mind's in
keep on this,
overdrive.
keep on top of that. Like, and it's like Jesus Christ. It's just gonna take a bit of time to settle in.
Yeah, are you taking a holiday this year?
Nah.
No.
I haven't had one this year. I fucking need one.
Yeah, I was gonna. Are you thinking of taking one though?
I need to have one at some point.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Makes a world of difference, mate, even a few days.
Oh yeah, I've got to take one at one point because if not, I will actually go stir
But
like crazy.
yeah,
But yeah, all good. So,
good.
can't complain,
Yeah.
really. It's fucking great. It's just difficult when you're trying to build a business and it just sort of builds quicker than you ever anticipated.
Yeah.
And it's like that's I sort of had the snowball effect what last year, and then the snowball hasn't fucking stopped.
It's just kept rolling.
It's just kept going. It's just kept
Yeah.
going and going and going and going.
Yeah.
What used to be a busy day for me now is a like I remember like a year ago, a busy day now is well, a busy day was what was a busy day then?
It's now a quiet day.
Now a quiet day. Like
Yeah.
it's I can manage that no problem. So I know like I'll be able to manage it all. Well, I am managing it all, but I'm just feeling fucking stressed with it.
Bro, it's just settling into it, like you said. Like a quiet day for me used to be like four sessions, like 2 in the morning, 2 in the evening. And that was like, I had that, I used to have that on a Friday, and it's been like, oh, it's a Friday, four sessions. Now a quiet day is like 7 or 8 sessions, and I'm like, ah, oh, only seven, thank God. And you just like it becomes your new normal, doesn't it?
It's just having that little settling period, but
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put, try putting a few more things in place just so it kind of, I haven't got any work-life balance at the moment. Like,
Oh, and you need that.
there's none at all. Like, it is all work, 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 work.
You like you said, you need like a I'm not contactable between midday on Saturday and 9 a.m. on Monday.
Well, I'm gonna get a business phone.
Yeah, good.
I'm gonna look at tariffs and stuff yesterday. Again, just run out of time because I was spending time with my daughter yesterday, so we had a really nice fucking day. Come
Oh yeah, tell me about that in a minute, 'cause that looked
back to
good.
that in a minute, but yeah, so I'm gonna get a business phone because obviously you've got business WhatsApp then,
Yeah.
and you get them automated messages.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So it's like that will tell people. What I can write a big old fucking script then
Yeah.
of what the ground rules are. Do you know what I mean? Like what when I'm doing stuff, like when I'm not, blah blah blah. So I think that in itself is going to really help as well.
It will, mate. It will. It was a big one for me. Another one was, so I use WhatsApp Business, but just for everything for some reason, because my numbers are really weird on my phone. But even like when I'm on the weekend now, I archive all of my clients. So like if I do get a message, it'll pop in the archive section and I won't look at it until I unarchive them on Monday. So that works as well. But it's just, mate, it's just having that shut off.
It's like I need that kind of, even if it's just a day,
Yeah, like even
like,
if it's a Sunday.
I mean, to be fair, it'd probably have to be like a Saturday
Yeah.
because Sunday I'm do stuff Sunday night to, so I'm ready for the Monday morning.
Yeah, but even if it's like, you're contactable between 5 and 9 on Sunday, or and still shutting off your Sunday morning and daytime so that you don't have to worry until the evening. Would be good as well. I think, like you said though, mate, when you run your own business, the work-life balance part is the hardest part.
100%.
It's like I was listening to a podcast not long ago, and it was just these lads talking about wrestling, but they were talking about, oh, there's this chicken store near them in Newcastle or whatever, and the chicken store was closing down, and they went to this like closing party for the shop. And the owners, they were like, how are you guys doing with the business closing? They're like, yeah, like I'm actually quite excited to just have a job where I turn up and go home. Like, because they were just so sick of it being their life. Like, I'm excited to just turn up at 9 a.m., go home at 5 and not worry about it till tomorrow.
And that's it. You're done.
Because like that is, people go, oh, you work for yourself, you must do, you must have an easy. It's like, no, you probably work. You were hours that are less ideal for you, if anything, sometimes. Like, I know, especially in our jobs, like, it's like I would never choose these hours myself at all.
No. You'd be like, let's do 8 till 12 and then I'm gone.
Absolutely. I said this to all my clients today. I was like, if everyone was in a position where they could just do first thing in the morning, I'd be fucking golden. I'd do like what I'd do, 7 a.m. to, like I said, 12 or 1 and maximum, and just be like, right, done till 7 a.m. tomorrow. And then life would be way, I mean, long term, that's probably where I want to go anyway. But yeah, man, like it is the hardest thing that comes with self-employment, because you also are in a position where you're like, oh, I can do that. Oh yeah, that's an extra this. Oh yeah, I'll take that on. Oh, we're going on all day. Okay, I'll do another one of this. And you do just end up just fucking just going rolling with the punches. But where did you go out yesterday? Because I did see you went out for some food.
Me and Ava, my youngest child,
Your youngest.
we because I messaged to see if so I messaged to see if my girls were about, to see if they wanted to like go out for dinner. And obviously they've got better social lives than me now.
Because you also haven't got a PS5 yet, so it's going to be
So
the reverse of what it used to be, bro. I'm going to be on you to get a PS5.
I'll get one within the next few days, though, mate. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just waiting for something else to go through at the minute, which we'll come to in a sec.
All right.
They were both busy, obviously.
Obviously.
But Ava was like, I'm around for lunch, though, because they both fucking out partying and getting pissed, basically.
They met those days, eh?
The days of being 16 and underage drinking, eh? Can't be it. But yeah, so we went out for some lunch and just went into Hitchin Town. Had a little wander around, and she wanted pancakes.
Oh, it was Shrove Tuesday on Tuesday.
It was, yeah. Which didn't see a lot of like fucking
Bro,
pancakes.
I forgot it was Pancake Day.
Yeah, I was really surprised that all the PTs weren't out and about going, ooh, make my lovely protein pancake.
Oh, want to know how you can fit pancakes into your macros?
Yeah, fuck off, eat the pancakes.
How to make protein pancakes to stay on track with your diet.
Yeah, fuck
Like,
off.
it's like the how I'm gonna eat over Christmas.
Yeah,
Hey.
no one gives a fuck.
No, just eat.
Yeah, it's just food.
It's just food.
Yeah, so we went to this place. I think it's called Joey's something.
Oh yeah.
Little caffeine, little. Caff sounds really run down, doesn't it?
Sound
The
yeah, it sounds a bit nine late 90s,
what do you
like.
call these places now? Like a brunchy bar, an all
What
day,
would you, I'm trying to think what I'd
like an
consider.
all day brunch
Yeah, I'm with you.
establishment,
A brunch spot.
a brunching spot, yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, obviously it being Hitchin, it's all, it's all very nice and everything. So we walked past a few cafes. We went to Groundworks first, which is known for its legendary pancakes. But they only do them on Sunday.
Oh, pissed
Yeah.
off.
We went around to this other one. They have pancakes on the menu. So we stayed. And I actually went with which is, it was ridiculously close to what I eat anyway.
I think I
But
saw it.
it was the smoked salmon scrambled egg on sourdough.
Oh, love that, mate.
And it was fucking delicious. And they weren't shy with a portion of smoked salmon either.
Yeah, I saw that on your story. It looked like a
That
good
was
serving.
not a shy portion. That was not, that was, I reckon there was a good 80 grams there.
I was going to say 80 to 100.
Yeah, it did, because there was a lot folded over and stuff, and it was like,
Yeah. Normally they give you about 50, I normally estimate.
but yeah, they done well.
I
Three
like it.
eggs.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking lovely.
I love going out for brunch. We went somewhere 2 Sundays ago. when Katie found out about her job thing at the time. And we went to this little spot by us in this industrial estate. Really weird place for a cafe, because it was like next to like a bodybuilder gym and next to like a car MOT center. It was a really weird spot.
Yeah.
And you go in through like the industrial front door. Downstairs is just like toilets, storage cupboard. But you go up the stairs and it's like this loft area, and there's like plants, and it's really like indie coffee vibe.
Yeah.
Really sick. And I just had like three poached eggs, and then two pieces of sourdough with butter on there, and it was fucking lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, I bit into the sourdough like, oh, that is unreal.
Yeah, my only complaint was they probably toasted the sourdough a little bit more than what I would like.
Oh, really?
I like my sourdough to kind of just have a light crisp
Yep.
with the warmth from the
Yeah,
toast.
yeah, 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 yeah. You don't like it too hard.
Oh, too toasted.
No, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Yeah, but excellent. It was really good.
Fantastic stuff, man.
And
Have
for like.
you had a Subway recently?
I had a sub on Friday night, I think it was.
Ooh, what'd you go for?
No, Friday morning, tell a lie. Friday morning, first meal of the day.
Love that.
I usual, just me usual
Nice.
chicken, roast chicken, cheese, Southwest salad. Thanks very much. Cook
Thanks very
like
much.
highly Italian.
I'm after you said the other week, I'm intrigued to try a wrap.
Yeah, no, the wraps were good.
Because I feel like the filling to carb ratio would be nice.
Yeah.
Because they load that bitch up.
Yeah, it's it was yeah, I enjoyed the wrap.
Yeah, maybe. Do you know what? I might even get one today. Might do it.
It,
Get
mate.
another one. Fuck it.
Do it.
To be fair, I didn't realize how cheap Subway is again when you go in person. Like, we went in last night, and like we had 2 6 inches, no, 3 6 inches, a foot long, a cookie and a drink, and it was like 20 quid. I
Yeah.
was like, that's so cheap.
Yeah, you get that on Deliveroo.
Oh, mate, they spunk you badly on Deliveroo.
Yeah.
Bad lay. Mate, you were talking about a little juicy investment or something.
Oh, not so much an investment,
Is
just another little crazy purchase, you
it
know.
car related?
Obviously.
So.
I am just waiting to hear back from the finance people who have been
Oh.
fucking sweet ass time. But it all looks like it's going to go through.
Oh.
The new daily
Yeah.
is going to be an AMG GT.
Oof. Let me have a look what one of those looks like, because I
It's
have an idea in my head, but
an edition one. Edition one.
AMG G Edition 1 AMGT.
Edition one AMG GT, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, the really is it? Oh, that's nice, mate.
It's the Batmobile.
It is. I was gonna say that you can see the long bonnet. Wait, this is a must be a wrong picture. Let me go back a sec. Oh yeah, there's the long bonnet. Autotrader.co.uk. There we go. There we go. Oh, I do love the. Oh, it's nice, man. It's very nice. And that's traded. You're trading in your BM.
No. This is just another purchase.
Hey.
This is why I'm sat here at fucking midnight every night working,
Yeah.
present to myself.
That makes a lot of sense.
That'll potentially replace the Z4.
Okay.
So I still have the X5 that is like my other daily.
Got you.
But
Got you.
this will be more of a daily. But they're fucking naughty.
I love that, mate. Love
It's
that, love that, love
a 4 liter bi-turbo.
Four-liter.
Yeah, 4 liter bi-turbo.
Fucking hell, mate.
Mate, I've been looking at mods for it already. It's because it's a twin turbo, you can get silly power out of them.
Right.
I think it's 510 brake horsepower as standard.
That's mental, mate.
Rear wheel drive. so we can have some fun getting the old back end out.
I was going to say, every time I go in the car with Jake, he does the old back end thing. terrifies the life out of me.
Yeah, I've been looking at all the mods and stuff, and in the you could get them up to 700 brake horsepower.
Fucking hell, bud.
At the cost of, like, and in the car world, this is fucking cheap.
For right.
About six and a half, well, yeah, I think it's about six and a half grand, you can add another 200 horsepower.
Fucking, and that's cheap.
Like, yeah, that's cheap. To get that kind of power, $6,000, that's cheap.
Fucking hell, mate. Fucking hell. Well, mate, the thing is, like you said before, you like cars. So this like, to me, it doesn't mean much, but to you, that's like...
Yeah, it's my jam.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you're working hard enough, you fucking, do it.
Exactly, do it while you can.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get the old, the under-the-desk treadmill at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I could be productive with my gaming time and do my steps at the same time.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you a little word of advice.
Go on.
Because you do really have to kind of pay attention when you're on these things.
Okay.
They're not that wide.
Right, yeah.
It might be okay, but like for some reason, I mean, there was that video, wasn't there? I don't know if you saw it, where I fucking came off the back. Yeah. Like, so I was just like... every now and then I have to keep glancing down, or I'm slightly looking down so I can know my feet are in with the thing.
Bit of focus, Max, bro.
You might be fine, but I'm a clumsy motherfucker.
How's the mass going?
Yeah, good. Although I've been dropping weight this week.
Bro, it's probably the amount of cortisol production.
Yeah.
You're just in a fucking using all that fucking adrenaline up and burning calories.
Yeah, burning the end. I was sitting at 110 at the start of the week.
Yeah.
We didn't make any adjustments. Joe didn't want to make any adjustments. And I'm happy with what I'm eating.
Yeah, you don't want to push it that extra bit.
Yeah, because you can, then it could be like, you know, just start gaining fat for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I'm perfectly, I look forward to all my meals. It's not like, I've got to eat.
You're in a good position, aren't you?
Yeah, and my strength just went through the fucking roof this week.
Really? Again, mate, using up that cortisol to your advantage?
Yeah, like literally out of nowhere, mate. My lifts have just gone... Whoop.
Do you know what? That's a really good point, because I was listening to something a lot longer, and this was ages ago, actually, probably. Sorry, not longer. It was longer. And it was one of the things was, you know, one of the best things you can do, obviously, is utilize that morning cortisol wave to really, really sort of get your best workout.
Yeah.
It's so fucking true. Like, when you're in that heightened state, if you can sort of time it and use that to your advantage and from a training point of view, sensational.
So strength's just been fucking rocketing.
Yeah.
So while it's there, you know, I'm recovering, strength's going, it's not touch the nutrition.
Perfect. You know,
I might end up doing a little recomp at this rate.
Oh, I do love it. Do love a bloody recomp, man.
Do love a recomp.
Mate, do you have any Ryan rants this week?
Oh, do you know what? I probably had loads. I should write them down.
Yeah?
I should write them down.
I'm trying to think if I have any job rants. Oh. It's been a pretty chill week. I feel like my stress is just low constantly at the moment.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm sure I've had moments in the week. I'm just like, are you...
Oh, no. I've got one.
Yeah.
I remembered. So... people thinking, because it's fucking 2024, get over it. People thinking that you need to do cardio to lose body fat.
Yeah.
Oh, the amount of times I feel like I have to have this conversation just does me in. Ages me. I was running a session recently, and someone asked me, they said, I just feel like I need to do some more cardio, you know, to really push myself. And I was like, well, you're probably not pushing yourself enough with the weights then, because I know if I lift weights, it pretty pushes me, you know? You know, I was like, maybe consider going heavier. Like, I used to do it when I used to run the boot camp for my old boss. And the classic, if you didn't program in a burpee or you didn't program in a jump squat or a star jump and you program in on a dumbbell curl, oh, it just doesn't get my heart rate up enough. I was like, well, you're not doing enough then, are you? Because I know when I lift weights, my heart gets jacked the fuck up. So,
I nearly have a heart attack every time I do hack squats.
bro, yeah, I mean, hack squats especially, like, but when I hit a set of hacks, I'm like, like, I'm literally like shaking. Like, I remember I did it one summer. It was when I first started working with Joe. I hit the set on the hack and it was like peak heat wave. And I hit this set on the hack and I got off and I was like, am I going to collapse with how much my heart is going? And I'm sweating right now. I was literally like doing this weird thing with my face. I was like, ah, ah.
Oh, I'm literally like, as soon as I've done my last rep,
Yeah.
settings are on, and I'm unclipping my belt as quickly as I can to then
Yeah.
like gasp air like.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you need to go fucking heavy if you still think that doing cardio is the key to fat loss, try eating less. That might help. Yeah. Mate, the unfortunate thing is the person who asked me this is absolutely shredded as well.
What?
Oh, I was so
So
confused. I was like, can you use the body?
they've got body dysmorphia as well.
And the person who also asked me this wants to grow their glutes. And I said, well, worrying about doing a load shitload of cardio and to lose body fat isn't, I don't think, the thing you need to be worrying about.
Definitely not.
Oh, you gotta laugh sometimes. You gotta laugh. But
Oof.
mate, I had a little play last night because I've been so. Long story short, with the wrestling game I've got, I love getting creative. So I started to just create some random characters, build my own little universe of
Oh, is
custom.
this what you put in the group when you were saying you did a little bit of focus max and walked
Bro,
away from him?
the creative juices were
Nice.
flowing. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna make Kirkham on the game so now I can show him.
Oh, amazing.
So that's on the menu today, basically. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna use like AI to maybe give me like a character idea of how I maybe want him to look in terms of his attire. So I used a bit of AI storytelling. So okay, get ready for this. This is the team of Joppo and Kirkham. So AI, according to that, said Ryan is the powerhouse of the team. Bear in mind, I didn't tell. I literally just said the team of Ryan and Joppo look to conquer the world of tag team wrestling. That's all I said. Ryan is the powerhouse of the team with a muscular build and a fierce determination to win. He's known for his devastating power moves, such as power bombs and suplexes that can take down even the strongest of opponents. Joppo, on the other hand, is the technical mastermind of the team. He is smaller in stature, but makes up for it with his speed and agility. His quick thinking and technical prowess makes him a formidable opponent in the ring. Together, Ryan and Joppo make a perfect combination, using their individual strengths to their advantage. They have a great chemistry in the ring, and their teamwork is unmatched. They are unable to anticipate each other's moves and work together seamlessly to take down their opponents. Their goal is to become tag team champions, and they will stop at nothing to achieve it. They constantly train and push each other to be the best they can be, both as individuals and as a team. Ryan and Joppo have a strong fan base, Wuhei, who love their hard-hitting style and never-give-up attitude. They are determined to prove themselves as the top tag team in the world and ready to take on any challenges that come their way. However, after a recent event, Joppo was devastated by his partner's attack and immediately rushed to his aid. He called for help and waited with Ryan until the paramedics arrived. Ryan was taken to the hospital, and Joppo stayed with him by his side, worried about his partner's condition. As the investigation into the attack began, it was revealed that a rival tag team had been responsible for Ryan's assault. They were jealous of Joppo and Ryan's recent success and wanted to take them out of the competition. Joppo was filled with anger and vowed to seek revenge on the team responsible. He trained harder than ever before and dedicated his matches to his partner, hoping to win for both of them. Finally, after weeks of waiting, Ryan was released from the hospital and Joppa was able to reunite with his partner in the ring. Together, they sought out revenge on their attackers to successfully defend and regain their tag team championships. The bond between the two grew stronger and they overcame this obstacle together. They went on to have a successful reign as champions and became known as one of the most dominant teams in the industry. There you go.
That's freaky.
That isn't that mad.
What they're watching, aren't they? Where the fuck are they?
It must be. And I was thinking about this AI stuff. Like, it's maybe using things we've said on the podcast about you being a bigger dude as Katie. She terribly snuck in there.
That was awful, Katie.
That was dreadful.
I saw the door move.
The door moved, number one. That was terrible. That was not discreet at all. Then, your ability to crouch was shite.
I get a great spy. What are you talking about?
Oh, my good God. You really peaked with the subway suggestion and you've gone down in my books. How does it feel to be featured on the podcast?
I feel like a celebrity.
I mean, they probably can't hear you, but they can hear me.
I feel like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Special guest.
Special guest. Yeah. Oh, shout out to Katie, by the way, because she got a new job.
Well done, Katie.
Thank you.
Even though she's been fucking a stress mess for the last 2 weeks.
Literally.
Taking years off of my life.
I did say OnlyFans was the way to go, though, didn't I?
Mate, the money is being raked in.
Raking it in.
Ah. Just took a bump. I didn't rub off the kiss off my head, I swear. Yeah, so silver linings and all. She was told she was going to be made redundant from Sweaty Betty. Oh, maybe shouldn't say that. Ah, fuck him. They're listening. So made redundant from her current workplace. So she sought out to get a new job. And this job is better hours and double the money.
So the universe was shining down.
Aligned. It was aligned, yo.
One door shut, a bigger, better one opened.
It's exactly that. She was horrified when I told her that she'd have to treat me to more things now. I'm joking.
Yeah.
But subtly, slightly serious.
Joking, not joking.
Yeah, joking. Ha ha. Please do. Please. Ha.
Those PS5 games are fucking expensive.
Yeah. Fucking dream, mate. God. Oh, they're so... I forgot you could play PS4 games on there, though.
Oh, can you?
So games that I played on my PS4 like 3 years ago, because it's the same account for both consoles. So all your data from those games are still on there, but you just get it in higher quality.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't have to upgrade the game or anything.
Oh, well, I've never had a PlayStation account.
There you go. Well, the PlayStation was my dad's, but being that he's with my mother, she didn't really let him play that much, though.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I told Katie we're going to get married, because I don't see any other girl letting me spend 6 hours on the PlayStation. I said to a client the other day, they were like, do you think, you know, will you and Katie get married? And I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I was like, no one else lets me play this much PlayStation. I've got to lock that shit down.
Yeah.
I like said to her, what day was it? It might have been last weekend. So we have, on the weekend, because we spend Thursday together, we have one weekend day together and one weekend day where we do our own thing.
Yeah. Because
we quite like doing that. And,
that's nice.
Oh, mate, it just, yeah, because, I mean, she'll still
come. You need that time to do shit by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always been big on that. And we're very I've said just a couple of years ago now, because fucking hell, we've been together nearly 3 years. I said to her a couple of years ago, and it was like a Saturday, and I was like, oh, like, I'm not going to see you this weekend. There's nothing you've done. I was like, I just feel I need to turn my phone off and be on my own, not speak to anyone. She was like, yeah, okay, no worries. I was like, oh, cool.
Wait.
But like, why? This is like what I was saying to her the other day. Like, she was like, oh, I think I'm going to go to bed and play some Switch. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. I was like, like, be understanding of your partner who might want to do something. It's really easy.
Yeah.
Really easy. But yeah, we spend one weekend day together, and then one weekend day, like today is that day because we spent yesterday evening together. Like today is that day where she go home from work. We'll probably have dinner together because we like to do that. But and I'll be like, right, I'm going to go on the PlayStation. She's like, okay, see you in a bit. Bless me.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Met our nephew the other day.
Yes. Yeah, we saw the bicep flexing pictures.
Oh, bro, it wasn't even intentional, but I'm not mad.
You're in a constant state of flex.
Well, I was saying this to Katie because I was like, oh, I was like, do I look like I'm flexing? She was like, yeah, a little bit. But I was like, to be fair, I am like, so this is me not flexing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like this.
But just in a constant state of flex, John.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about this. I actually think I am. Like, if I like do this, like my arm, my bicep flexing, look.
Yeah, it's...
I was like, I'm not mad. I was like, I can't post it on Instagram anyway, so that's a shame. But he's my new wallpaper.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, he's a cutie. He's a cutie. He's a cutie. So, yeah, bro, what's the plan for the rest of your Sunday anyway?
For me, I've got to go to Royston. To go and meet a man about a dog.
Hey. And then, I meet a lady about a pussy.
And then decide where I'm going to train.
Oh, okay. Do you train much at that? What's the really expensive place that Lactic goes to?
La Coach. That is where I'm thinking of going today.
Oh, is it good?
It's very good. It's the Cybex Nautilus Dream.
You pay for quality, don't you?
Yeah. It is a good gym.
I let them off then. I haven't been to JP's and Hollingshead's gym yet.
No, we should do a little day.
I'm game, bro. I'm game.
And then the beefies afterwards.
Yeah, taking Joe for his first beefies.
Yeah, I might be having beefy boys that day as well.
Really?
I'm in Shrewsbury.
Oh, yeah, of course you can. Yeah. That's where the other
one is. Shrewsbury branch, but apparently it's not as good as the Chelmsford.
No, Cheltenham.
Cheltenham, sorry.
You were close, mate. Don't worry. You were there. I know what you meant.
They're only either side of the fucking British map, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, that was his birthday present, was a cinema and beefy boys trip. So, we're going to watch some like anime thing. There's actually nothing like on at the cinema next weekend.
Oh, really?
No. I'm going to probably see Madam Web on Thursday. Which is that like Venom universe Spider-Man film.
Oh, okay.
Set in the Venom universe. It's like all about all like the spider women and Madam Web, who's it apparently is shit, but I'm going to go watch it.
Oh, I didn't even know that was out.
Well, I give the trailer looks all right, but most trailers do.
Yeah, well, they always put the best bits in, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, so me and Joe are going to go watch an anime film next Saturday. I can't even remember what it's fucking. Demon Slayer. Yeah, Tinny of Soph and Tinny, that married a couple. Yes. He's really into Demon Slayer. He said it's like the best anime. He's really into it, and so I said, let's go watch that. So booked in to see that in IMAX, which is always a good time. And then booked in for a 4:45 Beefy Boys because they had no other fucking times after that.
Oh shit.
But also Joe does like a cheeky early night, so I've got his back there.
He does.
Have him home by 7:30. He'll be buzzing.
He'll be loving it.
He can have his yogurt, he can have his almond butter.
Yeah, he can get in his sauna.
Yeah, that's the perfect, mate, really. You just can't write it.
No.
It'd be out by 5:30, 6 latest, hour and a half journey, home by 7:30 max. Boom!
Job's a good one.
Fucking boom. And then, mate, the weekend after.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't say
you can't make it. Oh,
I'll speak to you off air.
Oh, okay. Fair point.
It's an off-air kind of.
That's right. We'll
an off-air chat.
We'll sign off now. We'll have a quick 5 minute chin wag because I've got to take Katie into Cheltenham. So people, thank you for this abrupt ending to the podcast, but you're not important enough for us to carry on. So I'm going to leave you in the graceful hands of Mr. Ryan Kirkham.
We keep fucking up and not doing any features.
Yeah. Well, another off-air chat. Jake, unfortunately, couldn't make it, but he's all good. That's the main thing. So, peeps, Hans Kirkham, he's going to say his thing. You're going to go. Have a good one.
Love you. Bye.